It's 104 FM WBCN. That's DDT doing Aid from their first tape that they did a year or so ago. Hi, welcome. It's Noel. It's Lisa. I'm sorry.
Elaine. Nobody remembers.
Elaine. No one knows who I am.
The E word. hey, welcome. I know it's kind of overdue you because we've been playing this first tape for about a year.
We did that at home in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell
me.
Can
you tell?
That. No, because
it's virtual. It's virtual recording.
A lot of people. What does that mean?
It means it's all sequenced, and we record it as it's being played, sequenced.
Straight to death.
While Noel sang.
We did it over and over and over.
Until we got the vocals right.
The mix was right.
But does that ever get, I mean, that's got to be somewhat.
Same quality.
It's not as tedious as playing a keyboard over and over again.
No. It's got to get meticulous and tedious at times, doesn't it?
No. Well, see, you mean we could play the keyboards over and over again instead of sequencing it. It's only one thing that has to be done over, and that's the vocals.
Now, would you say you actually write songs, or do you compose songs?
Compose.
Noel, why don't you say something?
What do I want to say? I'm the quiet one in the band.
See,
he's the
Noel,
singer.
Yeah, he's the singer, and he's the voice of the band. And usually when DDT is playing, he's in the center, and they're... What was the word you used?
Flanking on either side of the lead man.
Me and Lisa are the flankers.
God, isn't that the American way? Hey, you guys, have you ever done a wedding?
Oh, we should. But
weddings
we were going to do one in Florida.
Boy, I could have used you this afternoon.
We were going to do one in Florida, but that didn't work out. So.
Oh. No, yeah. I went to a wedding. And it was kind of, you know how wedding bands are. They made $2,500, this band.
Really?
Just to do like 3 hours.
Hire us. We don't make a lot of money.
No, I don't. I have nothing. I had nothing to do with it. I just had to attend. But I was thinking, geez, you know, I was thinking, my mind was wanting to say, I got to talk to the pods. I got to talk to DDT. God, I wish they were here.
It would be a rockin' wedding.
It would be. Yeah. It would be sacrilege.
So, can you elaborate? Will you elaborate on the DDT manifesto?
What do you mean, like the name?
No. I would never ask a band what DDT
What the
means.
Name stands for?
You mean the world of DDT?
Yeah, because it's obvious that you have some sort of foresight going on here. It's not just, oh, we're going to get out, play our instruments, write a few songs, and do. Because there are videos, there are shows that are somewhat thematic, there are...
It's all merchandising and planning.
It's all capitalism. No. We have a DDT cave, this production area that we just do and do and do, and we sit there. While all the other bands are rehearsing, we're really quiet, but we're sitting there pasting labels on mailing lists and calling people up and saying, hi, whatever, you know, just checking up on you, making sure you're still alive, you know.
That's Lisa's part.
Yeah, that's me.
Lisa cuts by the computer, and pastes graphics and talks
composing.
On the phone a lot. And then I put headphones on and stare at the computer, at all the pixels, until it's like peripheral vision, and I get totally, like, involved in this computer. Like, it's a whole other world, and I just sit there for hours composing
like Beethoven and
notes.
It just comes all out. She's like, oh, listen to what I did, like, the past hour. And this huge thing pours out of the computer. It's like, it's beautiful.
Well, Noel gives me a drum track. He composes a drum track. Or do you write a drum track?
Compose a drum track.
Oh, he sticks it together.
Composition.
He composes a drum track.
Are you schooled in this sort of thing at all? Or is this something that you just decided to do? Is this
Lisa
what you
has a master's in music education?
Master's? No, I have a doctorate. I have a bachelor in media, but that doesn't.
Well, that should tell you something.
from UMass, right?
No, from Mass Art.
Oh, who is it?
She's Berkeley.
Elaine. Was it Elaine?
I'm Miss Berkeley College of Music from hell.
Whose picture did I see in the UMass newspaper last year?
Noel. Right.
Oh, I thought it was a girl. I'm sorry.
What are you looking at? We have a surprise.
Here's some foreshadowing.
Upcoming show.
What are you looking at?
Friday, October 9th at Man Ray. We have a surprise.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're showing him, but you can't see.
You can't see because we're on the radio. And we're...
Oh, no.
Come on, not voguing.
No. Boomin' shots. Mime.
We're trying to lean more
towards
the
dance craze.
Can we talk about, you were talking about this earlier, this has been used, this phrase, by some of the critics here in town, the burgeoning I-word scene.
I-word.
Industrial.
Yeah.
The I-word.
The I-word.
Is this something you've been into all along, so to speak, or is it something you decided... that, hey, this ain't happening in Boston, let's do it? Or is it
both?
A combination of
both.
All of the above?
Well, I grew up in a place where there was two FM stations. One was like a French pop station, and another one was, they played industrial music, so that's all I knew. Like, I don't know
Toronto,
Beatles.
Toronto? Montreal?
No, Rivière-du-Loup.
Huh?
It's nothing, it's whatever, you know. But anyway, so that's all I knew, and then I met Noel, and then he's like, start an industrial band. There's nothing going on. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, let's do it. And then, you know, all the other bands started, and we started, and all came up all at the same time.
Well,
it's
kind of funny, because where you are, I mean, when Think Tree was started doing their thing, and they were a lot cruder and more I-word, 5 or 6 years ago, people thought the same thing.
That's true.
But people eventually caught on, but it took a while. A whole different thing, though. I mean, it's a whole different thing. I'm impressed by the fact that people don't just go to your shows and just kind of stand there and, you know, look
we
bored.
We make them dance.
They have to go apeshit, quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's the point.
Which is, well, it's very refreshing because a lot of these bands do not condone or even get people to react that way.
Well, it's because it's the type of I-word that we do is dance-oriented.
Well, a lot of the people that come to our shows are people that go to dance clubs. It's the dance club scene. Like, 90% of our crowd aren't the type of people that would go see Carnal Carnival. No insult.
We're plugging Carnal Carnival.
I just gave him a plug.
You figured you could pick on Joe because he's a good friend.
We'll pick on Joe. We'll just talk about Joe all night. They're the type of people.
We talked about Joe enough.
And some of them.
Well, we get a dance crowd at our shows,
yeah.
And we're trying to change that. You know, we're trying to get more people that are less used to listening going to dance clubs just for the fact of dancing. You know, we're trying to get them to come to our shows and listen to us, and the other way around. I'm at rock shows, and I mean, I'm not trying to separate that we don't do rock and they don't do dance music, but you know.
Have you done many shows with quote unquote rock bands?
Sure, plenty of them.
Yeah.
Plenty of them. You know,
not so much lately, but we have.
The fact is,
that
the rock crowd they are more open minded than the crowd that listens to dance music.
That is correct.
It's true. I was
and
just
we
say that.
We'd like to open everyone's minds.
But see, dance music. I mean, what exactly is the dance scene? I mean, you go to any club in town, say over on Lansdowne Street, and every night's a whole different thing. And a lot of people who would go on a Tuesday wouldn't even step foot into the same club on a Wednesday.
Mm.
You know, because they have themes every night.
It depends what your motives are. If you want to go out and get a workout or go out and drink beer and watch a band.
So you're an I-word band that likes people to sweat.
Yeah.
I would say years ago that would be a contradiction in terms, so to speak.
You think so?
You think so?
Why?
Well, I has changed over the years, and it just happens.
No one knows what I means anymore.
it just so happens that in the 90s, I is a certain thing.
Prefer to leave the word out entirely.
Yeah, that word is overused.
So make up a new word.
I know.
Call it aggro.
It means nothing.
Aggro, aggressive, body music.
That's on your video.
Agriculture. Yeah. You can rent it at Tower Records if you don't have enough money to come see us play. Of course, it's a lot more exciting to see us in the raw.
Exactly.
Or in the duct tape.
Not in the raw, in the duct tape.
So is that your surprise for Friday night?
Oh, not only that.
We have several surprises.
We have a dance craze surprise.
Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that? Maybe? No. Go-go outfits?
Why don't you elaborate?
On the...
What
dance
are you looking
craze
at?
Surprise that we have happening?
Well, we can't.
No, it's a surprise. It wouldn't be a surprise if we said it. It would ruin the whole impact. And it might not ever happen again.
It'll be an impact.
If you want to see this huge surprise that we have, that's oh so sexy, you might want to go to Man Ray Friday because you might not ever see this again. It might not go over well at Axis.
Why not?
The type of thing we're doing, I'm sure it'll probably go over well at Man Ray.
It will.
Everyone will get a big kick out of it.
I think so.
It'll go well.
It's not something we usually
would do. People might be quite frightened by it, actually.
Definitely not, actually.
Well, see, that's another thing I wanted to point out that I think is very attractive to your band. Can I use that word?
Go right ahead.
What?
Is that there is a sexual element involved, which has been missing, I think, a lot in the past.
You sexy pig.
Whether you realize it or not. No.
What, like, sexploitation?
Sexual element.
There's nothing wrong with being sexy.
You mean this?
Nothing at all. So, wow, that sexploitation single.
Yeah, I finally got one.
I'm going to request it.
We should request.
Well, they requested you last time we were here.
Right, so I'm going to request.
Okay.
Garlic.
I still have 40 minutes to go.
Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
So, Friday night at Man Ray. It is DDT with tons of surprises. Also, this band we're going to play from Albany, is it Clay People?
Clay People.
And anything else?
Flail. Well,
Flail.
Oh.
Flail.
Flail. They're new
I have a tape of theirs out there.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Yeah, they use the combination elements of rock and you know, eye and a lot of different things to make a good blend of
eye.
Yeah, of music. And saw them at Bill's. And
this is getting funny, actually.
Yeah.
This eye word stuff. So without further ado, shall we do it?
Go right ahead.
And I'll thank you for dropping by.
Oh, of course.
It wasn't that hard, was it?
But we have to say hi to Mark from U Street, because they were going to play with us, but they got the KMFDM spot, and we had to boot them and stick Flail in their place. Which
so,
is,
yeah, KMFDM.
Okay.
Yeah. So here we go. Toxin.
Come here, fabulous DJ man. Come here.
There we go.
What are you talking about?